We all know about the evil impact of drugs on society. In terms of the economy, it leads to corruption, it leads to distortions that could affect the very essence of the country's economic well-being. The social aspect, family breakups, the destruction of a youthful ambition, drug abuse and illicit trafficking is a canker. And so it is imperative that the theme of this year's celebration is listen first. We direct that at our youth so that they understand that drug abuse and drug trafficking are not to help our society. I speak to our youth that listen to the experts. Listen to the fact that we as a developing country cannot afford a culture of drug abuse and drug trafficking. If it's there, we have to get rid of it as quickly as possible. Otherwise, this nation, as it stands, will be in danger.
A team focused on addressing the general concerns of children and the youth in the society. Each region except Upper East will be celebrating the occasion. The celebration will also witness a float on Saturday, 25th June, and later climaxed with a grand debut of chiefs, students, civil society groups, security agencies, and all stakeholders responsible for fighting the drug abuse menace. This year's theme seeks to build on known successes and raise awareness of the fact that drug use prevention based on science is an effective investment in the well-being of our children and youth, families and communities. This year's celebration will be used to sensitize parents and give guidance to cultivate the habit of listening to their children in all their daily concerns. This is very necessary since it is the first step to help them live and grow healthy as well as staying safe within the society. The government has offered all the necessary support to drug law enforcement governance and will continue to support NACOP and the Drug Law Enforcement Unit of Government. We salute our international partners as well as Parliament for their support.
It is important for government to do all it can to ensure that the NACOP bill that is being proposed arrives here on time for us to actually solve the various shortcomings in the current act that we have. The menace that drug abuse does to our youth cannot be overemphasized. The Speaker, if the government actually wants to somehow solve this menace, then it's important that we commit a lot of resources into fighting drug abuse. If you look at our 2016 budget, you see that the amount that is allocated to NACOP by itself shows that we are oscillating between action and inaction. We can, in one way, say that we want to do away with this canker, but at the same time, whatever will empower the agency that is supposed to, you know, work at it, we don't resource them well.